Welcome to La Caribbean Taste Podcast. I'm your host, Marcel, and today we are looking at self-love. Ralph Waldo Emerson said, "What lies behind us and what lies before us are tiny matters compared to what lies within us." As we experience many earth-shattering changes around us, we need to find a center and create a place of love. In most homes, the kitchen is the heart of it, and so we encourage you to take some time while cooking to focus on loving self. Cooking is a practice and a tool, and just like with yoga or meditation, it's another way to slow down and connect and ask, in what ways can I show myself more love? We segue at this time to just remind you, our listeners, what does the difference between self-confidence and self-esteem? Self-confidence is about trusting yourself and your abilities. For example, you can be confident in one area, such as cooking or tennis, but then insecure in another area, such as public speaking. In psychology, the term self-esteem is used to describe a person's overall sense of self-worth or personal value. In other words, how much you appreciate and like yourself. It involves a variety of beliefs about yourself, such as the appraisal of your appearance, beliefs, emotions, and behaviors. Self-esteem can play a significant role in your motivation and success through your life. Low self-esteem may hold you back from succeeding at school or work because you don't believe yourself to be capable of success. By contrast, having a healthy sense of self or healthy self-esteem can help you achieve because you navigate life with a positive, assertive attitude and believe you can accomplish your goals. Here are three ways to improve self-love. 1. Practice being loving. If you are in a place today where you don't love yourself, it's hard to take a quantum leap and become someone who does. Similar to building muscles, self-love takes consistent practice. Start today. Instead of loving yourself, focus on being someone who loves. And this is where the practice begins. That is, allow love to flow through you as often as possible. Focus on what you love about the people you meet. Focus on what you appreciate while cooking a new meal like jerk chicken, having a meal with a friend or a family member, or while speaking to someone. Simply adjust your body to positive emotions, to finding as many things to love and appreciate as possible. Here's a second one, the feeling of love. It's easy to be loving toward ourselves when things go as planned, when we succeed and people like us. It is not the same when things fall apart or we make mistakes or get rejected. In those vulnerable moments, ask yourself, what would you want from someone who loves deeply? Would you want kindness, compassion, and acceptance? If you can't think about a specific person or memory, imagine how the most loving human on this planet would be towards you. Then practice being that towards yourself. Let's start with that. Thirdly, and final for today, focus on your story, flaws and all. Focus on your story, yourself. That's how you build self-love. Focusing on someone else's life will only make you feel worse. They are only showing you what they want the public to see. Can you imagine taking your greatest flaws and compare them to someone else's greatest success? Not a good idea. Instead, realize that you write your story. Realize that you can't compare your life to someone else's, because no matter how well you know them, you never, never know how they feel or how they perceive their life. Instead, spend your time and energy to nourish and build your story. And finally, most finally, very finally, we leave you with an exercise. Write a list of what you appreciate about yourself. You've got this. And there definitely are things about you that are great. Have you noticed your eyes, your laughter? Maybe you're always punctual and responsible. You give a hand or help a visually impaired pedestrian across the street. It all counts. Add onto the list when you're in a good mood and hang a list in a visible place so it's always available to you, or on your phone so that you can go back to it for a perfect combination. Combine it with your picture when you absolutely felt on top of the world. The mind thinks in pictures, and if you make sure to see the picture daily, you will attract more positive emotions about yourself on a regular basis. Let's start that today. We thank you for listening to our podcast. Remember to visit our website at www.lacaribbeantaste.com. You can review our recipes, you can look at our blogs, and you can shop for our products. We have sauces, we have marinades, we have seasonings. They're all natural and they really taste great. And while we're talking about self-love, it's a great way to take care of yourself in the kitchen. You're nourishing your body, and you're giving yourself great foods. And always remember, be inspired by taste. I'm your host, Marcelle.